Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Denny.
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. We are a ministry, Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. First of all, I want to thank you again for all of your support, and I want to thank you for your monetary contributions, and ask that you will continue to bless this ministry in the way of finances so that we can continue to be on the air bringing the Word of God to you. And not only does it help with supplying the Word of God through the work of radio broadcasting, but it also helps with prison ministry and those who yet stand in the need. And if you don't realize and understand that we all do stand in the need sometime, one time or another, and all of us have had to have a helping hand one time or another. Look, I want to take my hats off, and I want to salute my pastor, Pastor Dr. Joshua Jardara. He has been an inspiration to me. He has been an uplift to me, and I thank God for him and his presence, and I thank God for Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, and also for his wife, Elizabeth Jardara. They are truly a blessing to me, and they are a part of my family. Look, I don't want to keep you long, but I do just want to give you a word from the Lord. And today, if you don't mind, I just want to fight the good fight of faith. Timothy, my brothers and sisters, Timothy 6 and 11 says, "But you, man of God, flee from these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called and about which you have made a good confession in the presence of my enemies." Faith. The Bible says that we should have faith the size of a mustard seed. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is easy for us to believe in things that we see, but it's so very hard, it seems, for us to believe in things that we do not see. We have faith, we put our faith and trust in everything of this world. We put our faith and trust in monies. We put our faith and trust in our jobs. We put our faith and trust in our friends. But my brothers and sisters, all of that doesn't weigh compared to the faith that we put in God. We should put our faith in God. And we put our faith in God, God will always be there for us. He's a God that has never left us, neither will he forsaken us. Have you ever been in a situation where you just doubt everything? And also in a situation that you believe everything that folk bring to you? Well, my brothers and sisters, you need to think about that. You need to think about how you believe things that folk bring you, because, you know, every dog that bring a bone don't bring you the right bone. Sometimes he brings you the wrong bone. So be careful with what you hear that people give you, people bring to you, and people elaborate with you, because sometimes when folk bring you things, that's a step for them to try to get the things that you have, but trying to do it in an undermined way. But brothers and sisters, if you just have faith in God, God will work miracles. God will work things out. God will provide. God will make your enemy your footstool. God doesn't lie when he say, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." And I'm so glad that the God we serve, the God we have faith in, is always there for us. You know, I've had the opportunity of of going into the school system and doing some substitute teaching there. And I look at our children and how our children are just missing a whole lot. They're going into our classrooms and they're not believing in anything that's there. They're not having any faith in the school system. And they come in there with a whole lot of foolishness and a whole lot of garbage. And guess what? That's just what they leave out there with. And, you know, we need to start to getting our children to understand that they need to have faith in the right things. They need to believe in the right things. They need to believe in getting a good education. They need to believe in trusting in God. They need to believe in obedience. They need to believe in loving each other. Because, you know, it is too much going on nowadays with our children that are destroying one another, and it's simply because they don't have any belief in each other. We need to fight the good faith. We need to stand firm on the good faith. And our faith should always be in God. And when we put our faith in God, God always supplies us. Look, it says in the 13th verse, it says, in the presence of God, who gives life to all, and of Christ Jesus, who gave a good confession before Pontius Pilate, I charge you to keep this commandment without fault or failure until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, and the 15th says, God will bring this about in his own time. He is the blessed and the only sovereign, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Verse 16 says, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal power. Even though we can't see our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we can feel him. We can believe in him. We can trust in him because he's a God that has never failed us. He's a God that supplies our every needs. He's a God that wakes us up in the morning. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, you don't just wake up in the morning all by yourself. But we need to start believing in the right things in life. And we need to start to learn how to love one another. The Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Instead of hating one another, hurting one another, we need to start loving on one another. But when we believe and have faith in the righteous God, in Jehovah Jireh, my provider, the rock in a weary land, the shelter in a time of a storm, guess what? Then things will start to happen in our lives and things will start to become better in our lives. Learn to forgive one another. We say we want to forget, but yet we don't forgive. And forgiveness is a very important part of us being successful and prospering in life. God said if you don't forgive your brother, he won't forgive you. Brothers and sisters, understand that God wants to give us the best and not the rest. God wants us to be elevated. He wants us to prosper. He wants us to move. But, you know, it's time out for having faith in the wrong things. Nowadays, kids are having faith in their guns. But once they use them, they'll find out that there's a higher power that they need to come to in order to get them delivered. You know, man will throw you away in a heartbeat. Man will lock you up in a heartbeat. But faith is a key that unlocks the door. Faith is a bridge that will carry you over. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of the things that you cannot see. It's easy to believe in what you see, but it's so very hard to believe in that which you do not see. Remember that God wants to provide for us. God wants to take care of us. God wants to look after us. God wants to make our enemies our footstool. And you got to know that only what you do for Christ is going to last. So, my brothers and sisters, I say to you this, have faith in God. And when you have faith in God, believe it or not, you will prevail. When you have faith in God, you will prosper. When you have faith in God, you will reach the next level. Because God is a God that we should put our faith and trust in. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity of sharing. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us, how far you've brought us, for you've brought us from a mighty long ways. God, we pray, oh God, that you would bless this city of Alexandria and Pineville and the surrounding areas. We ask you, Lord, that you would give us strength. Lord, you give us the power that we need to endure. And we ask you, Lord, that you would deliver us from the things, these vials of life that have been destroying us. And Lord, there are those who are dealing with the effects of Hurricane Ida. And we ask you, Lord, that you would just bless them. Lord, please, please, Lord, help them. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would encourage them because, Lord, they are going through something right now. And, you know, even though we may not be going through it here in Alexandria as far as in the physical sense, but, Lord, we just need to be thankful that Ida bypassed us. But we also need to know that we should help our brother that stand in the need. We pray for those who are out there at LSUA that are in that facility and they are there until they can go back home. We pray for those people in New Orleans that are going through, they have been through a lot. They have had so many hardships by the way of the hurricane. And we ask you, Lord, that you would bless them. Put your loving arms around them, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you would regulate their mind, purge their heart, that they will see that only what they're going to do for you is going to last. We thank you, Lord, for those in the facility at LSUA that is helping and assisting and aiding. And we thank you for all of those who are donating their effort, their time, and their finances in order to make it better for the people that have been impacted by this hurricane. And Lord, we just ask you to have mercy. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done, what you're about to do. And we ask you, Lord, for prosperity in all our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name. Remember, we ask you that you would participate in supporting this ministry with your financial contributions, that you would make all checks, money, orders payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you would mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. That's 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Remember, as I close, that this is a church where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, and may God bless you. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercy. Me and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Forever faithful. me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see. Me, Jesus, your loving kindness toward me, your tender mercy.
Your tender mercies I see, day after day, forever faithful towards me.
Oh, yes, you are.
Always providing for me.
Oh,
great is your mercy.
Towards
me, great is your grace.
you and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know, but the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be. But I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it to let you go, to let you go. Lift your voice and say, God is changing my life. God is changing my life. God is changing my life. I know what it looked like before. I know what it felt like before. But he's releasing healing now. He's releasing healing now. God is changing my life. This won't be.
This won't be my smoke no more.
Lift your hands all over the room and say, this one.
This won't be my smoke no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be.
This won't be my smoke no more.
Having just enough just to give back. Say,